Coming up on today's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, option A as far as what the Raiders should do at the quarterback position is now off the books. So what next? Well, we'll talk about that plus a whole lot more. It's all coming up on today's edition of the Locked On Raiders podcast, Thursday, February 2nd, 2023.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Just win. Your team every day.
Just win.
The autumn wind is a Raider. Pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
And welcome here, Raider Nation, to another edition of the Locked On Raider Podcast. Thank you so much for making the show your first listen each and every day. Remember, you can find the Locked On Raider Podcast free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. Thanks to my man Ari. Does a great job each and every day making sure we're up on YouTube. We're looking good. We're sounding good. Does a great job. You can find him on Twitter at Ari Produces. I know a lot of folks tune in first thing in the morning when it comes to the Locked On Raiders podcast, and I really do appreciate that. I like to have that thing set up around midnight, maybe 12:05 Pacific time each and every day, just so whatever time you wake up, it's ready to go. As soon as the day turns to the next day, I want to make sure that's available for you. And well, there was no more reason than what happened on Wednesday, but I did want to let you know that today's edition of the Locked On Raider podcast is brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. You pick 2 to 6 players. If they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on your entry. First-time users can receive 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code Locked On. That's prizepicks.com, promo code Locked On. And as I mentioned, I know a lot of folks listen to the Locked On Raider podcast super early in the morning. Again, I drop it around midnight each and every day Pacific Standard Time, and there's a reason for that. One, I want to be up to date and I want to drop it immediately. So if you get up early, if you're working overnight and you want to catch up on the latest news, the latest and the greatest, I want it to be available for you. But also, things happen in the NFL quick, fast, and in a hurry. And when you think that you got your finger on the pulse of it, things change, as it did on Wednesday. I just finally started talking about what I think the Raiders should do at the quarterback position. I finally, because of a tweet, decided, you know what? I'm going to talk about what I think that the Raiders should do, their best case scenario. Option A for me was Tom Brady and draft CJ Stroud at number 7 overall, if available. Well, CJ Stroud may still be available at number 7, but Tom Brady is now out. On Wednesday, very early in the morning, he tweeted out a video of him retiring. This is what Tom Brady, TB12, had to say.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. You only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
So there it was right there, Tom Brady retiring. And I'll tell you right now, when I woke up around 5:30 in the morning Pacific time, I had text messages, I had DMs, I had plenty of tweets, I had so many people hitting me up saying, well, Q, option A is out, so now what? And I just almost couldn't believe it, right? Because we've been talking about the quarterback position for a while on the podcast. I've also been talking about it a lot on Raider Nation Radio 920, Unnecessary Roughness. And I guess I just needed to go ahead and put my finger on exactly what I thought they were going to do. And then all of a sudden, some movement was going to happen. So as soon as I talk about Tom Brady and CJ Stroud and that being option number A for me, or letter A for me, then he decides to retire. So now what? What do the Raiders do moving forward? What do they have to do moving forward? I'll talk about all that coming up in segment number 2. But there you go. TB12 officially retired as of February 1st. And I don't think, based off the sound of the video, the look of the video, that he's coming back anytime soon. I know we went through this whole song and dance last year, but that felt like it was a decision. He wanted to come back because he didn't get to go out on his own terms. Adam Schefter broke the news before he broke the news. This time it was like quick, fast, in a hurry. Let me drop this video and call it a day, right? And so this one feels more official. And don't feel bad for Tom Brady. You know, he's going to be all right. He's got a 10-year, $375 million deal from Fox waiting for him for the broadcast booth. So I'm sure that he's going to be jumping into that quick, fast, and hurry. I really expect for him to be in Arizona sometime next week in a feature with Fox at the Super Bowl. So maybe I'll have an opportunity to talk to him when we're there. We'll be there all week long, starting on Sunday all the way through next Friday. So that's going to be something to look forward to. But there you go, Tom Brady officially retired. So we'll talk about the Raiders, what they could do next, coming up in segment number two. But I also have some more sound that I wanted to bring to you. Defensive coordinator Patrick Graham, he's in Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl. He's one of the coaches. He's actually the head coach of the national team, and he's got some other coaches that he's working with, assistants. The Raiders have Patrick Graham there as the head coach there of the national team. Also have other assistants on the American team. It's kind of like there's a bunch of the Raiders there. Dave Ziegler's there. A lot of folks are there in Mobile, Alabama. But Patrick Graham was asked on Wednesday morning about Sean Payton being hired from the Denver Broncos and what kind of challenges that bring. You know, like, what does he think when he all of a sudden realizes, wow, now Sean Payton's in the AFC West working with Russell Wilson? So here's what Patrick Graham had to say.
Congratulations to him. I mean, it's going to be a challenge. I mean, he's a great coach. You know, a lot of great stories from going against the Saints when he was coaching, you know, whether, you know, it's the personnel, mixing that stuff up, the scheme. I know this. He does a great job of utilizing his talent and knows where to put his players. The one thing you can say about Sean, just from my experience going against him, he knows his roster and he knows how to use it. He's going to use everybody that's up for the game. So that's always fun to go against because it's a challenge. You know, with the experience he has and the toughness that his teams have played with, you know, having practiced against his teams in training camp before, the toughness, you see that obviously it comes out. It's going to be fun. I mean, it's going to be a fun division.
So there's defensive coordinator Patrick Graham just talking about Sean Payton, talking about the chess match. And, you know, I know that the AFC West wasn't everything it was cracked up to be this last year in 2022, but man, I do think it's going to be a really good division. And now with Sean Payton, it just got that much juicier. Now, it might not pay dividends immediately this first year because the Broncos have salary cap situations. They have, you know, a little bit less draft capital, but he going to get it right, right? If Russell Wilson has anything left in him, he's definitely going to get it out of him. So I'm interested to see exactly how the AFC West shakes out. And I feel like it puts a lot more pressure on the Raiders to make sure they figure it out and get things right so the team is competitive in a very competitive division, what I do believe. Now, that was the Senior Bowl. How about the Shrine Bowl? I've been covering it here in Las Vegas. Excited about it. Matter of fact, later on today, I'll be doing my radio show, Unnecessary Roughness, on Raider Nation Radio 920, live from Allegiant Stadium in preparation for the Shrine Bowl that kicks off at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. Well, we had Media Day on Wednesday, and one of the guys that I want to talk to, I'm very interested in, Dorian Thompson-Robinson from UCLA. He's also a local guy here in Las Vegas. He went to Bishop Gorman High School, which is a big-time powerhouse, if you don't know. Here in the Las Vegas area, a lot of big-time players come from Bishop Gorman, not just on the football field, but basketball, baseball, whatever the case may be, it is a powerhouse school. If you're in the Bay and you know, you think about De La Salle, then that's basically who Bishop Gorman is, right? Modern Day in L.A., that's basically who Bishop Gorman is. You know, just IMG Academy in Florida, that's basically who Bishop Gorman is. I mean, it's just one of those powerhouses where there's a lot of big-time athletes that come from there. Well, Dorian Thompson-Robinson was a guy that I noticed throughout the 2022 season at UCLA. I thought he did some really good things. 3,154 yards, 27 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. He has a little wiggle. Doesn't have to use his legs, but he can. He's got a lot of work to do. He's not a guy that could step in and be a quarterback in the National Football League day one. But he was coached up by Bill Belichick and his squad. And Bill Belichick and the Patriots and also the Falcons were the coaching staffs for the Shrine Bowl all week long. And they'll be on the sidelines later on this evening for the actual game being played. But he was coached up by Bill Belichick. So, you know, I'm just kind of connecting the dots. Maybe Josh McDaniels is taking a liking to Dorian Thompson-Robinson. I'll tell you what, I like him. He's got a little bit of Jalen Hurts to him as far as I'm concerned, but, you know, can't guarantee that he's going to be that guy. I haven't paid attention to him as much as I paid attention to Jalen Hurts, but as far as I'm concerned, he has a little bit of him in him, and he's also a quarterback that Dorian Thompson-Robinson looks up to in Jalen Hurts, so maybe he's got that. But I had an opportunity to catch up with them on Wednesday at the Shrine Bowl Media Day at Allegiant Stadium. Here is that conversation. Here at Allegiant Stadium right now, Shrine Bowl Media Day is going on. I'm here with Dorian Thompson-Robinson, DTR from UCLA, and also Bishop Gorman right here in the town. And how's this been for you to be here at Allegiant Stadium and to be able to be in this environment all week long here at the Shrine Bowl?
Yeah, man, I would have thought I've already had an opportunity to play here in the Pac-12 Championship, but, you know, obviously that didn't work out. So just being able to get this opportunity, it's been super fun. Obviously, I've had four other teammates here with me, being able to go through this experience with. So just being able to get to enjoy this with them as well as all the other guys here, it's been a super cool opportunity for sure.
You put a lot of highlights on film throughout the course of the season. What was that last year at UCLA like? It came up a little short from what you guys wanted, but it was a hell of a year.
Yeah, man, it was everything I expected and more. Obviously, we fell short, but, you know, that's how life goes sometimes. But, you know, just to be able to spend that with my brothers, the guys that I came in with, that senior class and the way we finished our last year was our best year. So I couldn't be more happy.
You've been here all week and you've been practicing and you've been learning from Coach Belichick and the Patriots staff. And of course, the Falcons staff is here as well. But what have you learned in particular from Belichick and his staff? And what kind of eye opening experience was that?
Yeah, it's all about the details for sure. You know, that's the biggest thing with the NFL. You know, talent and all that is Matt. So, you know, the guys that will come in every day and focus on the little fine new details and making sure that they're staying up on their craft is what's going to set you apart. So
this is a lot of fun, but it's also a job interview, right? I mean, you're out here and all 32 teams are going to be paying attention to what you bring to the table. So what do you bring to a particular team?
Yeah, man, I think I bring a competitor, someone with a real competitive edge and someone that's going to come in every day to work to win. So
I heard you talking about, you know, you kind of model your game a little bit after Jalen Hurts. He's going to be playing in the Super Bowl. How much have you feel like you've even taken your game and improved it from the end of the UCLA season to where you're at right now?
Yeah, I think it's gone light years away. And, you know, the fun thing for me is I still have a lot of room to grow. A lot of room to grow as just both a person and a player. So I think that's what makes this whole process fun. And it'll end up casting me for later years to come. So I'm super blessed.
Does this ever kind of – do you ever have to pinch yourself and realize, like, there's an NFL team that plays here in your backyard where you're from?
No, 100%. 100%. I would obviously love the opportunity to come back home and play for the Raiders. But at the end of the day, an opportunity is an opportunity, and I'm very blessed to be able to get that. So,
how many friends and family are you going to be here for the game tomorrow?
Oh, I'm hearing it's going to be over 100. So,
no pressure.
No, exactly right. So, section 100 should be pretty packed out.
So. I heard that. And so, again, kind of going back to the Raiders real quick, because they do need a quarterback, you know, and maybe there's an opportunity. Again, you want to go to any team. That's all that matters. But they have Josh McDaniels as the head coach. You were working with Bill Belichick. The similarities are there. The lines are there. I mean, do you see everything kind of lining up a little bit maybe?
Yeah, man. The stars are aligning. So I hope that keeps to continue to align. But again, like you said, an opportunity is an opportunity. And, you know, I'll be blessed either way. So.
Well, good luck to you, man. I definitely appreciate you.
No, thank you, guys. Go Bruins.
So there was a conversation right there with DTR, Dorian Thompson-Robinson from UCLA, also Bishop Gorman High School. And I'll say this. I don't know what the Raiders are going to do with the quarterback position. We'll talk about it coming up in segment number two, what I think they need to do. But DTR is the guy that you can get in later rounds. He's not going to be a first-round pick, not going to be a second-round pick. You might be able to get him in the third. You might even be able to get him in the fourth round. And if the Raiders were to take a shot at him in the fourth round and he doesn't pan out, that's okay. It's a fourth-round pick, and you still have Jarrett Stidham as your backup, because I do believe they're going to sign Jarrett Stidham to be back on the team. He's just too valuable to the Raiders to lose, so I don't think he's going anywhere. So he could be a really good backup, and if they could find a guy and develop him and let him be the next guy, great. Maybe if it's someone that they could find in this year's draft, great. If not, well, then they'll have to do, you know, some more work, and we'll see. I think they're going to continue to kind of dip into that quarterback well until they find the guy that they need. And who is the guy that they need? Well, I'll tell you what I think that they need to do now that option A is out. I'll tell you what about option B and why I think option B is the way to go. We'll do that coming up in segment number two after I tell you about FanDuel. And we are so excited about our new sports betting partner here on Locked On. They're the number one sports book in America. And if you're new to FanDuel, it's even better. They have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. Download FanDuel now so you can bet Super Bowl 57 with a no-sweat first bet. You'll get up to $3,000 back in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. FanDuel lets you bet on everything from the money line to point spreads to who'll score a touchdown. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is safe, secure, and super easy to use. Best of all, you can get paid your winnings instantly. So join FanDuel today at FanDuel.com/LockedOn to claim your no-sweat first bet on Super Bowl 57. That's FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
All right, Raider Nation, here we go. Segment number two of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Time to talk about what I think the Raiders need to do now, how they need to pivot as far as the quarterback position goes. How do they need to address their quarterback? And it's so funny, talked about this in pretty good length on Wednesday because of a tweet that I got, and it was a tweet from my guy Jay Will, and he said, Q, I'm listening to your podcast right now, and here's my question. What do you want the Raiders to do not draft a quarterback. I get building up and getting a veteran. Fast forward to next year, and now the Raiders can't get Caleb. What now? So I laid it out. I gave four or five different options of what I thought the Raiders should do. Option A was draft C.J. Stroud at 7, but also sign Tom Brady as a free agent. I also said C.J. Stroud at 7, unlikely he'll be there. I'm not a big fan of trading up just because I think that the Raiders have too many holes on the team to waste draft capital on trading up on one guy where they need to build up the team. So with Tom Brady and the announcement of the retirement out there, that's done. That's a race. You could put a big red line through it like you do with the March Madness bracket. When you start missing on teams and you start getting games wrong, you start putting red in it, all of a sudden your bracket is all red. Well, option A for me is all red. So I'm immediately going to go to option B, and that's Aaron Rodgers. And the reason why I think that they have to do that, and I know people don't want to hear this all the time because everyone's not here in Las Vegas. Everyone doesn't care about the city of Las Vegas, and that's fine. I'm not asking you to. But there has to be an attraction here in Las Vegas. The Raiders have to be a team that's competitive. They have to be a team that is going to go out there and fight for the AFC West. And I know that didn't shake out this year. 6-11 obviously is not fighting for the AFC West. But I'll tell you right now, Mark Davis is not going to go for another 6-11 season. So you can't just roll in with anybody. I don't think you could roll in with a rookie starting quarterback. I think that you owe it to Devontae Adams, Darren Waller, Hunter Renfrow, Josh Jacobs, whoever is there. You owe it to them to have a better product out there and a quarterback that you're more sure of. And you owe it to Raider Nation, right? And in Las Vegas, like I'm saying, man, it's almost 2 years since I've been living here. You have to have an attraction. You have to have something people are going to want to see. If you just roll anything out there, guess what? Nobody's going to show up. It's already bad enough that so many opposing fans are going, and we saw it in great lengths in the last two games of the season with the Niners and the Chiefs, respectfully. There are so many fans that came from the other team. They're going to do that anyway because it's Vegas. But if all of a sudden the team is led by nobody that is a big name for you, something to get you excited, it's going to be even worse. Instead of two games a season where it looks really bad like that, it's going to be all 8 or 9, whatever the case may be. 1 year it's 9, 1 year it's 8. It's just going to be really bad. If the team wants to be competitive, as much as I hate to say it because I don't want to give up that draft capital to go get Aaron Rodgers, and not to mention he has a fat contract, almost $60 million, and I realize that there's ways to finagle the contract and restructure it where it's only like about a $15 to $16 million salary cap hit. I think that there's really no options that they have. They have to do everything they can to try to get Aaron Rodgers. That doesn't mean that he's going to be a Raider at all. Just because they try doesn't mean that the Packers have to acknowledge it. The Packers could trade him to the Jets. Maybe they give him a better offer. They could trade him anywhere. He doesn't have a no-trade clause, so he doesn't have control over where he goes. I just think that the Raiders, Dave Ziegler and company, have to put both feet in the ground and do everything that they can to get Aaron Rodgers, team him back up with Devontae Adams. Devontae Adams already put out an Instagram post that ended up on Twitter of Aaron Rodgers throwing him a back shoulder fade. There's reports that Aaron Rodgers has bought a house in Vegas. And last time I heard about that, when Devontae Adams bought a house in Vegas, I said, what does that matter? It's Vegas. Everyone has a house in Vegas. It's no big deal. People have summer houses in Vegas, which is true, but it ultimately ended up being the truth that Devontae Adams was on his way. So maybe Aaron Rodgers really has done that. I can't confirm that. I don't know for sure that he's bought a house in Vegas, but maybe he has. And like I said, I don't want to give up the draft capital. I don't even know what it would be. I know Dave Ziegler did a good job when he got Devontae Adams. I thought getting the first round and the second round pick in 2022 was great because it doesn't linger over to the next year. Whatever they're going to do, if they're going to make a move and a trade for Aaron Rodgers, which I think they have to, he's the best veteran left out there. And don't tell me Jimmy G. I don't know why on Raider Nation Radio 920, I don't know why the morning tailgate with Clay Baker and Heidi Fang and Vinny Bonsignore, I don't know why they keep pounding the Jimmy G tree. At the very best, that's a lateral movement. But I don't even think it's lateral because he's always injured. And Derek Carr wasn't injured. Derek Carr hardly ever missed a game. Even when he went out for a couple plays, you knew he'd be right back. I mean, that dude was nails. You could talk a lot of trash about Derek Carr, but the one thing he was available. And we all know, if you've listened to this show more than, well, just today, you know what I always say, your best ability is availability, and Derek Carr was always available. You can't all of a sudden turn the keys over to the machine, to the car, no pun intended, to Jimmy G, who you know is going to miss some time. He misses time every year. So don't tell me Jimmy G's the guy. You know, I've heard, oh, well, he's got a winning record. He's a winner, this, that, and the other. No, his team has been a winner. He's good. I'm not trying to just, you know, disrespect him and say he's not good, but he's not great. He's not an upgrade, and that's why the Raiders moved on from DC. They didn't move on from him because they didn't like him. They moved on from him because they wanted better. They wanted an upgrade. Jimmy G is not an upgrade. So the best veteran out there for the Raiders to make an upgrade with is Aaron Rodgers. And if you put him in a good position, you have to build the defense up still. You have to continue to build the offensive line. He could play a good 2, 3, maybe even 4 more years if he's, you know, in a good place and wants to. The problem is that every single year you're going to have to wonder, is he coming back? Is he coming back? You just don't know, because that's Aaron Rodgers. He has his song and dance every single year. But he's the best veteran out there available. And Davante Adams would be happy. We know that there would be no problem with Rodgers getting Davante Adams the ball. Darren Waller would be a hell of an asset at the tight end position. Hopefully the Raiders don't have to trade him to get Rodgers. Hunter Renfrow, you know that Aaron Rodgers loves his slot receivers. It'd be great to, you know, have Hunter. Maybe Hunter ends up being part of the trade if that's what happens, and maybe they bring in Randall Cobb. I mean, who knows, right? But we know that Aaron Rodgers likes the solid run game. You have Josh Jacobs for that as long as you bring him back. You know that he has a great relationship with Davante Adams. Tight ends he's been good with. I mean, there's a lot of good things to like, and it keeps the team competitive, right? I mean, if you go into the regular season, you say, okay, the quarterbacks in the AFC West now are Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Aaron Rodgers, and Russell Wilson. That's a hell of a four-man monster right there as far as quarterbacks go. And Aaron Rodgers is going to the Hall of Fame. And I know he's not, you know, prime Aaron Rodgers, but he's still really stinking good. So I just think that the Raiders have to do that. Like, that's the move that they have to at least attempt to do. I know people say, oh, just roll with Stidham. Draft a rookie and roll with Stidham and see how it goes. Does Davante Adams want to see how it goes? Does Josh Jacobs want to see how it goes? Raider Nation, do you want to see how it goes? I don't. It's been way too long since the Raiders have been, you know, winners. I don't want to see how it goes. I want to feel good about the opportunity of the Raiders to go in there and make some moves and win some games and get to the playoffs and have an opportunity to hoist the Lombardi. So if Aaron Rodgers is the key, and it's funny, so many people called in on Raider Nation Radio 920 on Wednesday and were like, Q, why is everyone worried about the future? Man, the Raiders ain't won in forever. Worry about right now. Worry about right now before you worry about the future. And it's funny because a lot of people were so against Aaron Rodgers. I didn't like it because of the draft capital and the money. I still don't. So I'm hoping if Dave Ziegler can make the move, he's able to at least, you know, do it where they don't have to give up too much. Right? If you have to give up a first-round pick, which I feel like you're going to have to, okay, just don't make it go into 2024. Whatever it is, all right, a first and a second, or a first and a third, or a first and a player, fine. But just have it be done after this draft. Just like Davante Adams, I hate when teams do the, okay, well, this year's 2023 or first round pick, and 2024 is first round pick, and 2025 is second round pick. No, just get it over with. Hell, you have that kind of draft capital that you're giving up. The player might not even be playing for the team anymore by then. Who knows with Aaron Rodgers, right? I mean, he might, after the season, be like, yeah, I'm done. That was fun, but I'm done. I didn't think Tom Brady was going to retire after the way that his last game was against Dallas. Didn't look too good. I thought, oh, there's no way he's going to go out like that. And all of a sudden, he retired. So what if things went wrong and Aaron Rodgers decides, yeah, I don't want to retire, but yet the Raiders are still giving up draft capital in 2024, in 2025. And, you know, so if Dave Ziegler's going to, you know, make the magic work and let it be done after this season. They still have to give up a lot of money. They still have to pay a lot of money to Aaron Rodgers, so maybe that can help as far as not having to give up as much draft capital or as many players, because I really like to see that core that they have offensively stick together just to see what it would look like. Hell, it'd be the best offensive weapons that Aaron Rodgers has ever had, which is unbelievable. For some reason in Green Bay, they've never, ever treated him to a hell of an offense with a bunch of different weapons. This would be the best group of weapons Aaron Rodgers ever played with. He already has one Super Bowl ring. Could he get another one if you have weapons like that? Very possibly. Everything Peter Bukowski told me, that Aaron Rodgers is a big fan of Josh McDaniels, so maybe they can click. No, he doesn't know the offense, but I think that they can figure things out. Aaron Rodgers is a Hall of Famer for a reason. He's a damn good quarterback. I think Josh McDaniels and him would be able to figure it out. So now that Brady's off the books and out of the options, option A is no longer there, I think you've got to go with Rodgers and maybe draft a guy in the later rounds, maybe a DTR, maybe a Hendon Hooker, maybe someone else, maybe a Tanner McKee from Stanford. Maybe he'll be available in later rounds, like the second or the third. Other guy, Clayton Tune from Houston. Maybe that's the way. But you've got to go, and you've got to get a guy that can compete with the quarterbacks in the division right now. That's Mahomes. That's Herbert. That's Russell Wilson. Aaron Rodgers is the only guy out there, as far as I'm concerned, that can make that happen. So that's my choice of what they do now. Now that Brady is no longer an option. Coming up in segment number three, what do you think? Your calls and texts straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. Before I get to that, though, I do want to tell you about Prize Picks. And I've been talking about Prize Picks for a very long time. And what is Prize Picks, you ask? It is it's daily fantasy made easy. The thing about it is you pick 2 to 6 players. If they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. And also, on top of that, there's no competing against other people. It's you versus the projections available. Prize Picks offers projections on any sport that you watch. That's NFL, NBA, NHL, PGA, college hoops, women's college hoops, WNBA, that's right around the corner. All kind of different sports, they've got you covered. And baseball, it's right around the corner as well. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy, safe, and fast withdrawals. Currently operational in over 30 states and in Canada. Download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users could receive 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code LOCKEDON. You deposit $100, PrizePicks will give you $100. You deposit $50, PrizePicks will give you $50. Don't forget, use the promo code LOCKEDON and sign up for instant deposit match up to $100.
Your Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Las Vegas Raiders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Here we go, Raider Nation. Segment number three of today's Locked On Raiders podcast. Your calls and texts straight off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. We'll start things off because we're polite around here. We'll start with ladies first. This is a call from the 501. She didn't leave her name. She's calling to talk about the quarterback position, but she also makes a statement that hopefully she's not really being serious about. It's a short call, but you'll catch what I'm talking about. You'll catch my drift in this call. Like I said, maybe she's just playing around, shouting out her husband, but I don't know. So hopefully that's the case, and the podcast is not creating any issues. But here's the call from the 501.
Hey, Q, big fan here. Just wanted to know what you thought about Derek Carr, four-time Pro Bowler, being replaced by the Botox King. Also, husband is a big fan. Just wanted to let him know over the phone, if you could play this, that I would like to file for a divorce. That would be a Chase Simington. Love
you. Thank you so much for that call. I appreciate you. And as far as the quarterback goes, I'm assuming you're talking about Brady as the Botox King. And, well, he's retired now, so he's not going to replace Derek Carr. You know, it is what it is. Like I mentioned in segment number two, I think it's Aaron Rodgers or bust, right? If it's not Aaron Rodgers, then, well, who's it going to be, right? Jarrett Stidham? No, thanks. Rookie, no thanks. Jimmy G, hell no. So I think it's Aaron Rodgers a bust. As far as the rest of your call, I'm assuming that you're just joking. I hope that you're just joking. And yeah, let us know. Send us a text to let us know that you're just joking, please. 707-654-4693. And hopefully, if you're not just joking, it's nothing to do with the podcast. Like, it didn't have anything to do with you, because I'd hate to be that guy or have the show be that reason. So again, thank you for the call. I appreciate all the feedback at all times. And hopefully everything is good between you and your husband. Thank you so much for that. Since we had a short call there, we'll go ahead and take another one. How about Vader Raider in the 303? He's calling to talk about what he thinks the Raiders might need to do now that Brady is saying he's retired. Here he is, Vader Raider in the 303.
Q, Raider Nation, it's your boy Vader Raider. In light of the events of Tom Brady and him retiring, I got a suggestion. I don't know what Raider Nation is going to think, Q, but I'll put it out here like this. I don't know what anybody thinks of this, but here goes. You know, maybe a third-round pick, and may try to give him Renfro for Rodgers, because we're taking on all the responsibility, the financial responsibility, and alleviating it of the Packers. We still keep our first and second-round picks. We go get a stud lineman or stud defense. I would prefer a stud defensive line, a defensive tackle, and maybe a linebacker or a cornerback, simply because, Q, I want to build a defense for Max. I really do. I listened to that Barstool interview, and just listening to the passion in Max's voice and listening to what he wants to accomplish in Vegas, I want to build a defense around Max. Max deserves it, okay? The kind of fire and passion that Max brings every day to the team, to the organization, he is the true definition of a Raider, okay? And I want to build a defense for him because he deserves it. And I want to see him just terrorize the rest of the league. And if we can do that, Q, get A-Rod, get some, you know, in free agency, build a defense, build the offensive lineup. I'm sorry, but I think that's the way to go. I'd want to give him Renfrow. I hate to see Hunter go, but I really don't want to give him Waller because I think Waller has great potential. But if it winds up being Waller, then Foster's just going to have to step up and start being a stud defense or a stud tight end like we all envision he can be. So let me know what you think, guys. You know, third round pick and either Waller or Renfrow, or maybe both. I mean, I don't know. And like I said, we're assuming the financial, the Raiders are assuming the financial responsibility from the Packers. That's got to be a selling point, I would think, you, because I don't think they want to stay with Rodgers anyway. And Raider Nation, if you're not on board with that, that's fine. But again, I'm going to say this. What do you think Devontae thinks about that? Because it's kind of important what Devontae thinks now. All right, Raider Nation, Raider out.
Thank you so much for the call, my man. I appreciate you. And look, it feels like Rodgers is the only answer, right? If the Raiders want to be competitive, it can't be, you know, it can't be someone else. It can't be a rookie quarterback. It can't be just some pedestrian veteran. It's got to be a dude. I don't think a third is going to get it done. We'll see. Maybe the salary, like you said, has something to do with it, but I would find it hard to believe a third-round pick is going to get it done for Aaron Rodgers. But I do think that that's going to be the move. As far as Devontae goes, he did put out a video of Rodgers throwing him a back shoulder fade when they were in Green Bay together, and then he tweeted out when people asked him, he put out a tweet like, okay, 15 questions go, and someone asked, what neighborhood is Rodgers moving to because of the reports that Aaron Rodgers bought a house in Vegas, and he said, mine. So there's that. I don't know what that means. I don't know if that's true. I also didn't think that Devontae Adams buying a house in Vegas meant he was going to be a Raider. And, well, we all know he's a Raider. Had 100 catches and 1,500 yards and 14 touchdowns in 2022. So there's that. Maybe there's some legs to it. Maybe there's something to it. I don't know. We'll find out sooner rather than later. But it should be interesting. It's never a dull moment, right? In the offseason, when you're talking about the Raiders or just NFL in general when it comes to the offseason. Thank you, Vader Raider, for that call. It's good to hear from you, my man. Next up, I got a text from Jason in 304, a pretty lengthy text. He says, hey, Q, it's Raider Jason from the 304. I love the podcast. I appreciate the show that you did two Fridays ago. I really relate to your loss for two reasons. First, my son has the exact birthday of your son, RIP. And second, I lost a brother back in 97. Very similar. I could have went to visit him, but went on spring break instead. Less than a week later, he was gone. Thanks again for that show. And once in a while, we all could use recalibrated. To be a better father and a husband. As far as the Raiders go, number one, build a defense. Get a number one corner, maybe Porter Jr. if he's on the board. Also, they have to get another dude on the D-line to complement Mad Max. Agree with you. You need to upgrade all three levels of the D. That defense has been a doormat for way too long. Number two, upgrade the O-line. Build around Miller and Parham. Time to move on from James. Whoever the quarterback is can't be running for their lives or it doesn't matter. Three, don't trade the offensive weapons because then we're in rebuild mode. That would make my head explode with frustration. It's retool time, not rebuild time. Four, draft a young athletic quarterback. The successful teams have young athletic quarterbacks. Bring in a bridge quarterback, then groom the young buck. Short term, unless they get Rodgers, then we're going to take a step back anyways. Might as well have someone that has the upside for long-term success. Number five, if they're saving the cap room by getting rid of DC, then re-sign Josh Jacobs, period. And I'm 100% okay with that. Thanks for what you do. I appreciate your honesty and integrity. As always, go Raiders and just win, baby. And that is from my guy, Jason, in the 304. Thank you so much for that text. I do appreciate you. Thanks for the comments on Friday's show. And you never know, man. You always have some kind of similarities with somebody that's going through something that's similar to what you're going through. And sometimes talking about it, you realize how many people are similar to you. So thanks for the comments on that. And pretty cool that, you know, your first son and my son, my first son had have the same birthday. That's really cool. Build a defense. I agree with 100%. They need all levels of the defense built. Got to upgrade the offensive line. I had someone tell me the offensive line wasn't that bad because Josh Jacobs led the league in rushing. It still could be upgraded. It's not where it needs to be. The center position could be upgraded. The tackle position at the right tackle sure could be upgraded. And some of the guards, right? Alex Barrs is a backup guy at best. He's depth. He's not a starter, but he was put into that role because they needed it. So, yeah, there's plenty of room to grow along that offensive line. I'm with you. I don't want to see the offensive weapons get traded. I would love to see Aaron Rodgers working with those that offense that they have and see how it shakes out, and that's how you stay competitive. But at the same time, like you said, number four, you do need to draft a young athletic quarterback. I think DTR would be interesting. I think there'd be a guy that, you know, he's eager to work. He's hungry. You heard from him in segment number one. He's a guy that's continuing to work on his craft. I'd be very interested in him. And if you get him later on in the draft, which I do believe you can, if you miss on him, that's okay. He could be a glorified backup. You can move on from him, and you can get it. You can go back to the drawing board again. But you still have a guy like Aaron Rodgers, plus you had Jarrett Stidham, so I'd be okay with that. Josh Jacobs, you know I want him to re-sign. I do believe he will, and that'll be a good thing. And whoever the quarterback is going to need that strong running game. So definitely appreciate that text. Very lengthy, but a very good text, my man. Do appreciate you. And one more call we'll take. And I know it's getting a little long on the show, but we'll go from Chuck Rader in the 512. He's calling to talk about the Raiders and what he thinks they should do when it comes to the draft, the quarterback position, and how close they really might actually be. Here he is, Chuck Rader in the 512.
Yeah, Q. You're the man. Love the show. This is Chuck Rader over here in the 512. I do like C.J. Stroud quite a bit, but I don't think he'll be there at number seven when the Raiders pick. What I'd like to see is the Raiders go O-line, or if one of those good D-linemen fall to number seven, because a couple guys are going to fall because somebody's going to trade up for a QB. There's no doubt. But the Raiders need to build their team outside of that. They've got some great pieces, but you still need to build on that. The O-line, the D-line. I'm really counting on those two guys they took last year in the middle round, third and fourth round, the D-tackles, to develop, have an offseason in the program, and come back and make some waves. I love what they did. I mean, Dylan Parham and Thayer Munford were great picks. So you can't hold this regime to the same way the last one was. I mean, the last one really blew draft picks. Considering Josh Jacobs is the only guy they got out of all those draft picks, and maybe Nate Hobbs, I mean, it is just... Divine Diablo was okay, but, I mean, beyond me how bad those first-round picks were, beyond me. I mean, Gruden, thank God he's gone. And I'll just say this. The Raiders got a long way to go in terms of matching with the Chargers and the Chiefs, but they're closer than people think. And the thing about the NFL is it changes in a second. So you can draft a developmental quarterback in the middle rounds, third or fourth round, and he can turn out to be great. You just got to give him a little time and develop him. All right, Q, you keep up what you're doing. Love the show. Have a great day.
Thank you for the call, my man. And that's the thing with the quarterbacks, man. I don't think Stroud is going to be there at seven either. If you trade it up, I think you have to give up a lot. I'm assuming he'll be the second quarterback taken off the board behind Bryce Young. I think Houston takes him first, but you never know. If the Colts trade up, maybe C.J. Stroud goes off the board. Maybe they like Will Levis and he goes first. But, you know, if it stays status quo where Chicago's there at number one, I think they'll probably get the best defensive player. Then Houston's there at number two. I think they get Bryce Young. And then after that, number three, what, you got the Arizona Cardinals. I don't think that they'll get a quarterback. They'll probably get an offensive lineman. Number four, you just move on from there, right? I'm trying to remember. Oh, the Colts, they're there at number four. So are they going to move? Are they going to stay, right? I mean, they're another team that needs a quarterback. Five, you got Seattle. You know, so it's very easy to see how all the quarterbacks, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Will Levis, could all be off the board by the time the Raiders pick at number seven. And that none of that might matter if they have to give up that number seven overall pick to get a guy like Aaron Rodgers, which I think they have to go out and really put a full court press on now. They didn't have to before Tom Brady retired because there was options. Now, all of a sudden, they don't really have too many options. And the worst thing is yesterday's price is not today's price. You know, before the Tom Brady announcement, maybe the Raiders could have got Green Bay to agree to a trade for a little bit less. Now that Green Bay knows that the Raiders or anyone else is pretty desperate because that Tom Brady guy is not out there, yesterday's price is not today's price. That's just how it is. That's the price of doing business sometimes. So there it is. So Chuck Rader, thank you so much for that call. I do appreciate you. And that's really all the time I got for on today's show. I've gone a little bit over already. Big E in the 209. We'll get to your call tomorrow. New York Old School Raider, we'll get to your text tomorrow. And we have plenty more where that came from, more news and notes. We'll have more conversation. I'll be at the Shrine Bowl a little bit later on this afternoon doing my show and then also sticking around for the game. So we'll see what we could bring from that back to the podcast. But should be a lot of fun, man. So hopefully everything is going good. The offseason, as we all know, is never boring when it comes to the silver and black in general. I mean, the Raiders always keep it interesting, don't they? Absolutely. So until then, Raider Nation, I appreciate you so much for making the Locked On Raider podcast your first listen each and every day. Remember, you can find the show free and available on all platforms. Till tomorrow, Raider Nation, we get ready to close out the week really strong. We do appreciate you. Take care of yourself. Take care of your family. Love on your family. Most importantly, as always, just win, baby.